We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft, brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin, just minutes from beautiful Lambeau Field, where, by the way, in just a few short days, And actually, I'm going to shout out the boys over at Cheesehead TV as well. It's going to be, like, obviously, look, we know the draft is in Green Bay in 2025. That's going to be amazing. I'll be back. Hopefully, my boy over at Badger State, my very best friend, my best man at my wedding, will have a house. Right now, he's got an apartment, which is no problem with an apartment, but there's no place for your boy to stay. That's, you know, that's a problem. I got to get my I told him to buy a duplex. You know, I'll hang out, and when I'm not hanging out, rent that bad boy out on Airbnb. Let people park on your yard. That's the Green Bay way. Anybody goes over to Badger State, ask for Ryan. Tell him what's up. Anyway, all of that to say, Lyric Room, 7 p.m., Thursday, April 25th, Cheesehead TV draft party. I've asked Corey and Aaron to put me on the list. We'll see how it goes. Corey didn't even know there was a list. I was like, well, there's a list. I got to be on it. Hopefully, you know, going to be over there, having a couple 1-2-3 and, probably not watching the Packers draft. The prospect that we are going to talk about today, a little spoiler alert, has caused a, you know, number of discussions, on this, hellscape that we call the internet. But after that, guys, Friday, and no disrespect to Cheesehead TV's thing at all. Obviously I'm going to be there, very excited about it, but our thing is literally bigger. And bigger, not by maybe people that will attend, but by picks. We are going to do the Pack a Day podcast happy hour from 4 to 5:30. Probably plenty of hosted, by the way, by Andy Herman. Plenty of discussion about who Green Bay did take in the first round, or if they traded down. How excited we are for more than likely an extra day two pick. But Green Bay's picking 41, 58, 88, and 91, and baby, we are going to be there from 5:30 till the end of the night, breaking it all down. Having beverages with the people, good food, hopefully, fellowship, talking ball, Very excited. Badger State Brewing, 4 to 5:30. Packaday Podcast Happy Hour, 5:30 to the end of the night. The Packer Report Draft Party, where the Packers will pick four times. Very, very jazzed up about that today. Though, as we sort of alluded to, and you know who we're talking about because this video literally has a title and this podcast has a title, that is Georgia offensive tackle Amarius Mims. I want to just say, so that we are completely clear, completely clear, I like Amarius Mims. People think I hate Amarius Mims. I don't. I have Amarius Mims as OT3. I have an actual first round grade. He is my last first round grade on Amarius Mims as OT3. I have 26 first round grades this year. Hand up. Like that's, I'll just tell you, I have 26 first round grades this year, and Amarius Mims is my last one. I think he has a chance to be a really good football player, obviously. I don't think he's a Green Bay Packer. And we talk about that in fit. I'll bring up, you know, the tweet that everybody talks about. But there is, I think, a narrative that I hate Amarius Mims. And I don't. I have a first round grade on Amarius Mims. He is a top three tackle for me. Now, full hand up, full admission, there are some folks that other draft people probably list as tackles that I don't. Like, I think I have Fuaga as guard one because that's what I think of him and that's what I think the Packers will think of him at his size. So I do have Fuaga ahead of Mims. It's just not as a tackle. But largely I'm the same as the world. Looking here at the NFL mock draft database, consensus big board consensus on Mims is 23. Again, I'm at 26. So, you know, what are we really talking about here? Looking at Arif Hassan's big board, shout out Arif. Good human, just with bad taste in football teams, both at the collegiate and professional level. And we don't, we don't hold that against him. I mean, I hold it against him a little bit, but not tremendously. I don't like what has happened here. The sign-in stuff is great. Just for one tiny little bit of information, this sign-in stuff. So Arif's big board, which I think is maybe a little nerdier than the consensus big board on NFLmockdraft.com, has Mims at 20th. So maybe I'm a touch low, not even a half a round. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to defend myself. I don't need to defend myself. He's OT3 for me, has a first round grade. I like Amarius Mims. Why? Why do I like Amarius Mims? What is exciting about him? He is huge without being fat. And I know that that sounds dumb or unexciting, but there's that picture of him from the combine. And you think about him being a 6'8", 340-pound human, and you look at him, and he sort of looks like a tight end, which is crazy because he just looks like God created him to play offensive line. Now, one reason I don't think he's going to be a Packer, and we don't need to completely go into the fit stuff yet, but like 6'8", he ain't going to play guard. You know, I think someone's like, oh, Jonathan Ogden started at guard. Like, okay, well, Jonathan Ogden is a first ballot Hall of Famer. 98% of 6'8" NFL players cannot and should not be allowed to play guard. So no positional flexibility, in my opinion, but it's the more important position. Now, does he have left tackle flexibility or is he right tackle only? Because that, to me, is a big part of why I'm kind of lower on him. I don't know that Mims even has left tackle flexibility. He might be literally a one position offensive lineman because I think he's too tall to play anything. But you know, I'm not guard, center, guard. I'm out on that. Obviously not center. But if he's a right tackle only in the league, That's a valuable position. It's an important position. Many right tackles are paid very highly. But if you have no flexibility, you better damn well be a starter. You know, because you can't swing tackle if you can't swing to left. People are talking about that. The Packers just, and I like the signing because I'm not, I know, and he is an older prospect, but I am not ready to give up on Andre Dillard, especially after watching his Philly tape. Like, it's fine. It is. His Philly tape is fine. His Tennessee tape is bad. I'm not acting like they got David Bakhtiari in free agency. But the Philly tape is okay. And okay tackles have value. Of course, I'm talking about Andre Dillard. But you listen to Eagles people like our own Mark Eckel at Packer Report, who was a beat writer for the Eagles for, I think, like 32 years or something crazy. Shout out to Mark. He being Dillard is like left side only and really left tackle, like didn't even play him at guard much. Well, everybody's calling him a swing tackle. He might just be a backup left tackle. Now, if he could play left tackle, play better than he did at Tennessee, if he could play, he can be Eagles Dillard and at least keep him from having to chip on every play if something were to happen to, you know, Tom and Walker or whatever. That's one thing. But if you can't swing, you can't swing. And that's what I'm talking about with Mims. My God, does he move well, though. Interesting that we don't have agility times, you know, because people see, and I'm not trying to be condescending or anything like that, but like people see that 9.59 RAS for Mims, and that's cool. But there's a lot to dive into from that. First of all, as I mentioned, I think yesterday, I don't know always when these things come out, but as I mentioned with Bensonat had a full RAS profile, full, every test, okay? His amazing relative athletic score was actually drugged down by a lack of height and weight. So you look at a guy like Mims with an incomplete athletic profile and understand that his score is being drugged up by hilarious height and weight. He is 6'7¾". That is a 95th percentile height, dragging his score up for a tackle. He is 340 pounds. That's a 96th percentile weight, dragging his score up as a tackle. You look at the actual things he did, and he did three things. Now, I know that the 40-yard dash on an RAS card accounts for three things, because you get a 40-yard dash, you get a 20-yard split, and you get a 10-yard split, and those are fine. But he didn't bench, and I don't care about bench at all, but he didn't do agilities, and the Packers care a lot. They have a three-cone threshold, and they have a short shuttle threshold, all of which you can read about Packer people in the Green Bay Draft Guide. Buy that, by the way. Use promo code DAILY for 10% off. And one of the three tests that he did went terribly. A 25-inch vertical is bad. I don't care if you're 340 pounds. That's bad. Broad jump was fine. We don't have agility numbers, okay? So this idea that, and by the way, that 40 is great. That 10-yard split is great. That 507 40 at 340 pounds is amazing. 9.59 RAS. I'm not saying he's unathletic. Very athletic. Very impressive mover. What I am saying is his explosive numbers are, especially the vertical. We don't know the agility numbers at all, and he didn't bench. We have a very incomplete relative athletic score number being shot to the moon as far as a total by his height and weight. Man, he's got just absolute hammers for hands. Very, like, he would be, I think he'd take a minute, but as far as an impact guy, I mean, and Zach Tom did a great job. I think Zach Tom was probably the team's best run blocker last year. Mims would have a chance to be their best run blocker, like halfway through year one or in year two, because he's so freaking strong with his hands, and does a good job in pass pro. I mean, he's a decent mover. You go look at the raw pass protection numbers over at PFF. I'm going to pull those up really quick, and then we'll get on to kind of the cons, if you will, the negatives, and then, you know, kind of the Packers fit. And the Packers fit stuff will make people mad.
Many of you, like myself, are Wisconsin sports fans. While it's not Packer season anymore, there's still some really exciting action coming up in the world of Wisconsin sports. The Bucks are getting ready to kick off their postseason run, which is hopefully a lot more fun than their regular season run. And while the Brewers, meanwhile, are off to a hot start, hopefully they can continue that to start their 2024 campaign. But whether you're a Bucks fan, a Brewers fan, or a fan of any other hockey, baseball, or basketball team right now, there's never been a better time to start playing Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app where you can turn your knowledge into serious cash. Right now, you can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and MLB entries today. Prize Picks is super simple to play, and I'm able to log in, make my picks, and submit my entry in under 60 seconds. Add in the ease of Apple Pay for quick deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of player selections, and injury insurance, and you can easily see why Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app. This week, I'm going LeBron James and Steph Curry in their play-in tournaments. I can't wait to see what they do to try to keep their playoff hopes alive. Whatever picks you make, and regardless of who you select, the best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
So yeah, good pass blocking grades from PFF. What does that actually mean from a numbers? I didn't give up a sack in college. Now, we're going to move right into the cons. Because didn't give up a sack in college. And it's just, this is insanity. It's 402 snaps, guys. 168 snaps in 2023, 196 snaps in 2022. Georgia didn't play him. And I don't know his injury history. I don't. I just know the kid had 8 starts. And I know the Packers haven't taken a tackle basically ever without at least 28 starts. They love experience, guys. They love it. I had a tweet out there. I'm gonna try and bring this up here because we have the technology to do so. And I haven't been doing this enough, using the technology that we have at our fingertips here. Well, let's wait. Let's wait till I actually get. Do-do-do-do. Oh, maybe I didn't run it. Maybe I didn't actually put my research down. Oh, I have my research. Sorry, guys. This is bad audio and radio. I just need to get to my stuff, the stuff that I've been doing. Because I do, even though I get accused of stealing other people's work, which is funny, we do have a Packers drafty database, and it is stuff that I did myself. So looking here at the Packers drafty database. Oh, this is tough on you guys, especially y'all that can't see. If you can sort of see this, and I'm going to try and zoom in big time here. Why we're concerned about Mims is 8 career starts. Zach Tom, 37 college starts. Rashid Walker, 32 college starts. Cole Van Lannen. I talked about this with Peter Bukowski on Locked On Packers. In rounds 5, 6, and 7 and undrafted free agency, because people will talk, especially during the Amarius Mims conversations, people will talk about they have Caleb Jones. Well, they have Luke Tenuta. That's out of the scratch and dent store. They will go to the scratch and dent store in rounds 5, 6, and 7, find them a nice Carl Brooks, find them a nice Kingsley Enagbare that doesn't fit what they do, go to UDFA, find a slow corner like Ladarius Gunter to start in an NFC championship game. They will find that stuff later, okay? They do not do it early. When I have the guys over here on the left, you can see my mouse. We're getting into the weeds. The green guys are where they're not in the scratch and dent store. That's rounds 1 through 4. Not necessarily the best players. It's not. I mean, you look at Sheed. Sheed obviously has already had a better career than both Sherrod and Spriggs. Sherrod not really being anybody's fault. Spriggs he was healthy. He's just bad. There's just a miss. But you look at the non-scratch and dent store guys, and that's where they kind of do business the way they do business. That was a phrasing I used on Peter's show. Zach Tom, 37 college starts. Rashid Walker, 32 college starts. Jason Spriggs, who they used a second-round pick on, 47 college starts. David Bakhtiari, 33 college starts. Derek Sherrod, 30 college starts. Brian Bulaga, 28 college starts. Reminder, Bulaga was an early entrant. He had a year of eligibility left. And then even Alan Barber, who was a fourth-round pick, kind of a late fourth-round pick in 2007, had 33 college starts. That lack of experience is frankly a problem. And it's not just a problem in his Packers fit. It's something that I would say bothers me. It bothers me as someone who's trying to evaluate him. To call Amarius Mims a lottery ticket would be accurate. He's not polished, okay? I know he didn't give up a sack in college. He didn't play in college. I think two of his eight starts for Georgia, and you know, I'm a big mid-major guy, right? Like I'm a North Dakota State guy. Christian Watson's a good player. Utah State, Jordan Love, right? Romeo Dubs, Nevada, Aaron Jones, UTEP. I'm not here to hate, but two of this guy's 8 starts were against Tennessee Martin and Ball State. And when you play at Georgia and your teammates around you are that much better than the opponents that you're playing against, now 25% of this guy's entire career, I can hardly even look at. Those 402 starts, I'm just going to use a random Packers-y type from this draft. Jordan Morgan, I have not researched. I mean, I know he played a lot, but I have not researched this a ton. Jordan Morgan had 1,500 college starts, almost 4 times as many as Amarius Mims. And I'm sure there are players in this draft with snaps. I'm sure there are players in this draft with more snaps than freaking Morgan. And we'll get to Packers fit now. And I've done this before, and I got crap for this the other day, but I don't care. Let's pull it up, guys. Here we go. This is great for the podcast people, I'm sure. Should play the Jeopardy music when I'm doing this stuff. Here it is, folks. The dreaded black and white table. 1996, John Michaels, 6'7". That is your tallest Packers tackle, quite easily, actually. Because Jason Spriggs is listed at 6'6 on that board. He's actually 6'5¾". So you look at this other tweet of mine. Every offensive tackle that the Packers have taken in the first four rounds since 07 is taller than 6'4", shorter than 6'5¾", heavier than 299, lighter than 322, does the shuttle in 4.75 or less, and has those 28 minimum college starts. Amarius Mims, guys, is 2 full inches taller than Spriggs. Full. He is 6'8", 6'7", and a lot of change. He is, at a minimum, 20 pounds heavier than all these guys. He has started 20 fewer games than any of the guys that they've taken since 1997. And as just looking at this thing will tell you, Brian Gutekunst took over in 2018. There's one tackle to play tackle picked and never in the top 100. I'm not saying he won't pick an offensive lineman or even pick a tackle that he wants to play tackle, not a Sean Ryan that he wants to kick inside the guard. I won't even tell you that he's not interested, because he probably is. But there are so many things working against Amarius Mims being a Packer. He's too tall. He's too heavy. He hasn't played enough. We don't know his agility numbers, which, by the way, those three cone and short shuttle numbers, they care about. 8 starts, too tall, too heavy, don't know the agilities, haven't taken a first-round tackle since 2011, and Goody's never taken one in the top 3 rounds. Here's the tweet. We'll close things up with this. This is taking a minute. Sorry, guys. Here it is, right here. I got a real good friend, owns a barbecue sauce company. Go check out Big Deck Barbecue. No free ads, but I give him plenty of free ads. Unbelievable product. Unbelievable product. And by the way, I've done this before, and it's mostly been North Dakota State stuff. I did a barbecue sauce bet on Dylan Radins, the offensive tackle, the second-round pick that plays for the Titans. Somebody had ranked him outside the top 100. He went like 41st. He goes outside the top 100. I'll print this tweet off and eat it. Some absolute freaking lunatic said, well, I don't know, Watson looks like a 4-5 guy on tape. I know what Christian runs. I know Christian runs in the 4-2s, which is what his original unofficial time at the, it's high 4-2s. He's not Xavier Worthy, but like, I know his official time in the mid 4-3s at the combine is BS. And you can see that on film when he plays against other NFL players who are fast and makes them look hilariously slow. I said, if Christian runs a 4-5, I'm going to print this tweet off with barbecue sauce and eat it. If the Packers take Mims, I will print this tweet off with barbecue sauce and eat it. He just goes so against everything that they do. And by the way, he's a player I like, almost a player I love. First round pick, top 26 guy for me. Like, I will not, other than it will make me look like an idiot, I will not be super sad if they take Mims. He's right there for me. He's right there. It just makes no sense with the way that they do business. Makes no sense. Anyway, buy the Green Bay Draft Guide. You can find all those thresholds I was talking about. I wrote 2 feature pieces. I did a full 7-round mock, kind of a quote-unquote final mock over there on the Packer Report Draft Guide. The quest for 1,000 guides lives on. Otherwise, show up to the draft stuff. Show up to Cheesehead TV's draft stuff in Green Bay. Show up to ours. and do everything you're supposed to do here at the Packaday podcast YouTube feed. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications so that you can get all of the Packers content that you require on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your day, folks. Go Pack, go.